from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right. Appreciate everybody taking us in, whether you're on the Odyssey app or you're listening on the AM dial or HD2 or YouTube and Twitch, however you are taking us in. We appreciate you as we're getting texts and tweets in all the way through. Someone said, I like, even if it's a shootout, I like the Texans to win that.
Oh, hell yeah.
God bless, brother.
If it's a shootout, any shootout, I love the Texans' chances.
Yeah, well, we're talking about right there, though. Why the front seven is so important, how they handle the run game RPO combination, is if they're in control of it, I don't know if it's going to be a shootout.
Well, they're going to be able to control that.
They'll control how much they're on the field. And I, honest to God, with the strength of the Texans being what I believe could be a top five, hell, they could be the number one rated offense this year. They have that type of capability in terms of coaching talent on this team. Teams are going to try to do what they can to keep them off the field and minimize their chances and opportunities. And if you look at the Colts' strength of their team, that's damn sure what they got to do and what they potentially are able to do. So, yeah, if it's a shootout, I'm with you. But what we're discussing is they're going to try to choke the hell out of that game.
Yeah, that's the key. This is a team that has the ability, or at least they think they do. From an identity perspective, what they want to do is dominate the game on the ground, make you play the run and the pass in the same time. And I'm not talking about play action, hard throw over the top. I'm talking about with quick underneath stuff, and chew the clock. They would like nothing more than this to be the time of possession first and foremost, to be completely lopsided at halftime. That's what the Colts, the Eagles, the 49ers. I know there's a lot of sizzle involved when you're in the NFL and you've got these run dominant teams, because there's going to be opportunities for big plays, and these teams have been really good at hitting those big plays. It's why they've won games, right? So, but ultimately, your ability to not allow them to bully you at the line of scrimmage, not allow them to dictate to you defenders are going to do in terms of, you going to cover or you going to blitz? You going to cover or you going to stop the run? If they start dictating that, they're going to chew the clock up. They're going to keep C.J. Stroud on the sideline, Diggs on the sideline, Nico on the sidelines, Tank Dell on the sidelines, Dalton Schultz on the sideline, Joe Mixon on the sideline. They're going to keep all those guys on the sideline, and the potential here is for it not to be a shootout. That's the problem that Indianapolis poses to really everybody they play, but definitely the teams with the more explosive offense like the Texans.
Yep. All right. Astros, they're back at it tonight as they're on the field with the Cincinnati Reds. They lost the first game of this series behind Justin Verlander, who struggled a bit in that game. They'll get back on it tonight with Spencer Arrighetti, but of the general manager, Dana Brown, spoke about Justin Verlander on the Astros flagship. That lady just did a double take at me as she walked by and saw my head.
See? I mean, and that's exactly why you love it.
No, it's
was
not.
Was that a salesperson?
Like, I completely forget. Like, forget, and I'm like, oh, God, do I got to...
Is that my boy Ron?
Or something? Then I saw her just cut through twice. Looked like she said to herself, damn, what the hell happened to him? The Royals. But Anyhow.
The Royals happened.
Yeah. But, or maybe the Astros happened.
You're going to edge it up before Thursday?
I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.